Happy Tuesday from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, where the Brooklyn Cyclones open up a six-game series against the big bad New York Yankees affiliate. Coming down from Wappingers Falls at Dutchess Stadium, the Hudson Valley Renegades are here for the first time in 2022. My name is Keith Ratt on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network and MILB.TV. And when the Mets and the Yankees hook up at High A, it is always an exciting affair. That was the way it was a couple of weeks ago when Brooklyn took the trip up to the Dutch, which is never, ever an easy place to win. Cyclones and Renegades played 5-3, 4-3, 6-4, 2-0. A lot of those really tight ones that came down to really good pitching and a clutch hit here or there. That series, the Renegades won 4 out of 6 and snuck away with the last few games of that series. So the Cyclones walk out of that with a little bit of a weird taste in their mouths, knowing that a lot of those games were very winnable, and Brooklyn walks into this series at 13-17, Hudson Valley 15-17. Times are very weird right now for Brooklyn. You go back to the series last week with Wilmington, only got in 4 games. We were fogged out on Friday, Saturday, even Thursday with the fog. And if you look at the calendar, since May the 6th, the Cyclones have been postponed 7 times, and when they do play, just 1-6. So postponed a lot in Aberdeen a couple of weeks ago, postponed last week. Cyclones just don't feel like they can get into a rhythm right now. But hopefully with the great weather week at Maimonides Park, hoping you come out to the ballpark this week, Brooklyn can maybe get into a rhythm against this Renegades team. Cyclones just 13-17, as I mentioned, but they can really, really pitch. Tonight they'll actually be shorthanded. Nick Swak was supposed to start under the weather coming into today, so a spot start being made by Nolan Klenny. We'll see him, and potentially the artist known as Johnny Holstaff will come out. Might see a lot of relievers tonight putting together 9 innings for the Cyclones, which, I tell you what, the pitching staff doesn't mind. A lot of relievers in that bullpen. I mentioned all those rainouts and postponements. They would love to get in their innings. So Klenny will go for Brooklyn. Meanwhile, Blaine Abeyta makes his 3rd start for the Renegades against the Cyclones and his 6th total in 2022. First one, Cyclones hit him pretty well. Second time around, he was virtually untouchable. So a lot more to come leading up to our 7 o'clock first pitch. We'll have our conversation with Rowdy Jordan, our pregame show guest. We'll take a look down on the farm. We'll have starting lineups and first pitch coming your way at 7 o'clock on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app, or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com. Back to Maimonides Park. The Brooklyn Cyclones, the Mets affiliate, open up a series against the New York Yankees affiliate, the Hudson Valley Renegades. And our guest on the pregame show today is Rowdy Jordan. First of all, I got to get your hot take on the fog outs that we had in the last week. I'm sure when you came up from Mississippi State and you heard about Brooklyn and New York, the last thing you thought about was a fog out. What was your opinion on all that?
Yeah, it was very strange coming to the field every day and not being able to see the outfield. It honestly became kind of funny, though, because it happened, what, 3-4 days in a row. And then the last day, luckily, we were able to play, you know, because the sun was out. But there were some times where it was kind of really tough to see from the outfield. So, at the end of the day, it was kind of fun.
Did you get a chance to just kind of test out any fly balls? I know you guys are kind of throwing a little bit, but, you know, how bad was it?
You can see. As the ball went up, I mean, it went up into the white fog, and you're sitting there going, oh, boy. I don't know where this ball's about to land.
Chatting with Rowdy Jordan on the pregame show. When that stuff happens, you guys are so routine. You come here every day, you get BP, you get ready for the game. Everything's the same every single day. When you miss a game, okay, fine. When you miss 2, 3, 4, how weird is that? How much does that disrupt you guys?
I mean, it's different, but it shouldn't disrupt you. I mean, it's just regroup for your next game and just kind of go with it. So, yeah, it's a little different, but it's the way, the card's been dealt, so you just got to deal with it.
Maybe the pitcher says it's a little weird, but you're not a pitcher. Pitchers are a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Hitters are maybe you could take some swings in the cage and feel better.
You take some swings, run around a little bit, you get canceled, okay, come back the next day and do it again until the game's played. That's the way I feel about it.
From start to this point right now, so far, from our eyes, we've seen consistency. How have you addressed or assessed your first 30-plus games here?
They've been solid. I'd like to hit a little better for the average and whatnot, but in terms of having some solid at-bats and whatnot, I'm pretty pleased where I'm at. Just keep on getting in the box, grinding ABs, and, hope for the best.
This is your first full year. Did you feel like you've been able to jump right in and handle it a little bit quicker than normal? How do you feel that you've assessed this?
I think I've done well, assessing it in the first month and, how being able to overcome the differences that you face with college versus pro ball. But you're always learning every day and figuring out, how the game plays and whatnot. So, I think I've done a pretty good job. I'm learning as, each day goes by. It's been fun.
JT Schwartz was telling me that the biggest change from college to here is just the consistent amount of good arms every single night. You don't get that random Tuesday pitcher that you face. So what is that like?
That's one of the biggest things is you're facing, a good arm every game. So being able to lock in every single at bat, staying confident when you're, struggling a little bit. It's just really the biggest things that you gotta learn to, deal with.
And what would you like to see from yourself? I don't know how you approach the game as far as numbers or goals for yourself, but as we work into May, now June, getting really comfortable for a long season, what would you like to see from yourself in the next couple weeks?
Just having good at-bats is the biggest thing. You got to let your preparation, that kind of takes over your results and whatnot. Can't control if I get hits, stuff like that. So my biggest thing is getting in the box, having a plan, and, having good at-bats is, the biggest thing that I'm going to, take – go forward from here.
A couple off days in New York City, some chances to kind of maybe kick around a little bit. What have you seen? How have you taken in the sights of, as we call it, the greatest city in the world?
Yeah, go downtown Brooklyn, jump over to Manhattan a little bit. It's just awesome. There's so many stores to just kind of, poke around, stuff like that. So it's really nice, having that big city feel, having so many big name designer stores to be able to go into and stuff like that. So that's been fun.
A lot of people say that New York is intimidating. There's a lot of people. I'm sure there's a few more people than Auburn, Alabama, but what is it intimidating?
I mean, it can be a little bit, but I'm familiar with Atlanta, so that's a big city with a lot of people. So it's not something that I'm just real. It's like not a culture shock, so to speak. So it's been just pretty normal for me, I feel like.
What is your favorite part so far outside of the baseball stuff in New York City? You mentioned the designer stores, but what have you loved so far?
I honestly like, you know, like just the differences that you get in a big city, like the subway system. Like, you know, I've never been on a subway, so being able to go on a subway is kind of cool. Just all the buildings, tall buildings, everything around. It's a little different. So being able to have that, you know, come to that different environment, the whole scene is pretty cool, in my opinion.
That is Rowdy Jordan joining us on the pregame show. We'll have more next from Maimonides Park on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick. Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for seafood, Straight Funk has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Back at Maimonides Park, really is a gorgeous night. We joke around about the fog, but hopefully it's a series that we never get to see ever again. Brooklyn versus Wilmington versus Mother Nature. But it's 74 degrees right now. Going to go up to 79, or it went up to 79, I should say. Saturday, Sunday, 79, 80. It's starting to get to be that beach time all the time, which is the way we like it. 7 o'clock first pitch between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, the Yankees affiliate. But we'll take a look down on the farm. Everybody in minor league baseball off yesterday, as is the norm on Mondays. So the series is our beginning. First of all, the Mets were supposed to play last night with St. Louis, and they got washed out. I know it didn't look like it rained, but it rained little by little in New York City last night. And playing a doubleheader today, they beat St. Louis earlier 3-1 and go into the night game 24-13. So Uncle Stevie's boys are playing some good baseball. Taijuan Walker tonight against an old hat for the Mets and Long Island native Steven Matz. So that game coming up in a couple of moments. And by the way, our buddy Jake Eisenberg flown in for emergency relief to join Howie Rose on WCBS 880. So good for him. Good for the former Cyclone broadcaster, Jake Eisenberg. Triple-A Syracuse opens up a series at Buffalo, so they don't take the very long trip at all. They go just west to Buffalo, walk into that series at 13-22. Rob Zestrinski on the mound at Buffalo. They've already started. Top of the fourth inning. Triple-A in the last few days as the Mets fell into some injury bug issues. Trevor May, Tyler McGill, both guys hit the 60 for May and then the 15-day IL for McGill. And as we told you on Sunday, former Brooklyn Cyclone Colin Holderman called up. So the AAA roster changes a little bit, and Zestrinski, who's been amazing, getting the start tonight at Syracuse. AA Binghamton, those guys played already today with one of the best teams in names-wise in minor league baseball. The Akron Rubber Ducks lost to them 5-2 earlier today. But Ronnie Mauricio, good sign from him. The Mets number 3 prospect cranked his 5th home run of the year. Michel Otanez, by the way, he is a bit of an undercover star. Otanez has faded out of the top 30, but the flamethrower with 1 1/3 scoreless to drop his ERA to 1.54. So good on Otanez, who has struggled in the past. Top of the second inning, St. Lucie opening up a series at George M. Steinbrenner Field against the low-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. That is the Tampa Tarpons. St. Lucie has the best record in their division in the Florida State League at 23-10. And by the way, St. Lucie and Brooklyn go 1-2 as far as runs allowed in minor league baseball. So two of the best pitching stabs and defenses so far in the minors. Pretty good for the Mets. Mets have always had a pretty good idea about drafting some good pitching. So that's a look down on the farm. Of course, we get set at the high level in just a few moments. We'll take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn, near Barclays Center. Located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan, Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For Tyson Blazers, Hudson Valley Renegades, who walk into the series 15-17, third place, but 9.5 back of the Aberdeen Ironbirds, who, by the way, have the best record in minor league baseball. They are unstoppable right now. Trey Sweeney leads off. He'll play shortstop. Everson Pereira, the center fielder, bats behind him. And Austin Wells, who is going to be a perennial all-star, maybe in the big leagues when he makes it. He's hitting third and catching, and yes, still at high A. Second baseman Cooper Bowman will hit cleanup. Behind him, third baseman James Nelson. And then the catcher, Carlos Narvaez. Narvaez will DH tonight. Aldenys Sanchez bats seventh. He'll play left field. The first baseman, Eric Wagaman, back with the club, bats eighth. And Pat DeMarco went to Poly Prep High School in Brooklyn, went to school at Vanderbilt. He'll bat ninth and play right field with Blaine Abeda. On this, Rowdy Jordan leads off. He'll play left field. Shervin Newton, the shortstop, bats second. Jose Mena, they've loved his bat. He'll DH and bat third. JT Schwartz, he'll hit cleanup and play first base. Matt O'Neill, right now, is the best metrics on the team. O'Neill will bat fifth and do the catching. Then it's Brandon McElwain in right field, batting sixth, and the bottom trio. Wilmer Reyes, Jalen Palmer, and Warren Saunders. Reyes batting seventh, playing second. Palmer in center field, batting eighth. Saunders at third base, batting ninth. And the pitcher, Nolan Clenny, making a spot start tonight in place of Nick Swack. One more time, we'll give you for the Renegades. Sweeney at short leading off. Behind him, Pereira in center. Then Wells the catcher. Bowman at second. Nelson at third. Narvaez the DH. Sanchez in left. Wagaman at first. DeMarco in right. And for Luis Rivera's Brooklyn Cyclones at 13-17. 10.5 back of Aberdeen. Tied for fourth place in the division. Jordan in left. Newton at shortstop batting second. Mena behind him as the DH. Schwartz at first. O'Neill the catcher. McElwain in right. Reyes at second. Palmer in center. And Saunders at third base. It is an absolutely perfect night in Coney Island at Maimonides Park. Selfies abound everywhere. Sunset will hit us in about 45 minutes. It'll get even prettier here as the Cyclones take the field. We'll step aside for one more break. It's Hudson Valley and the Brooklyn Cyclones next on MILB.TV.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's... and apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one in the right. Down the line. It is good. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look at that, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Left fielder going back up against the screen.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch. Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you. This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, USA, it is Brooklyn's Cyclones Baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, opens up a six-game series with the Hudson Valley Renegades, the high affiliate of the New York Yankees. Happy Tuesday night, everybody, from the Catbird Seat. Brad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network and in color at MILB.TV. This is the matchup that we always say we are waiting for. These division rivals get rocking and rolling at this ballpark. Back in the old days of the New York Penn League, it used to be Brooklyn against Staten Island, the Yankees. But now it is Brooklyn against Hudson Valley. That is where the Yankees now play their high A baseball. And Nolan Klenny will try to kickstart this Brooklyn Cyclones pitching staff against the tough hitters from Hudson Valley. Renegades are certainly known for their great pitching, typical Yankees hard fastballs and sweepy sliders at the plate. So Brooklyn bats will have their work cut out for them. But they have some hitters on this club, including a couple of top 10 prospects, including Trey Sweeney. Sweeney leads off, the lefty shortstop digs in against Nolan Klenny, called into duty. Nick Swak was a little bit under the weather today, so Klenny gets to take his spot. And Sweeney digs in, wearing his road gray Yankees-esque jersey, Hudson Valley, written across the chest. Klenny, working from the stretch, deals his first pitch and misses inside, and we're off and running at 7:02. Again, 74 degrees on a Tuesday night, a Taco Tuesday at Maimonides Park. Klenny huffing a puff, deals the 1-0, and darts it off the plate at 93 miles an hour. Two balls and no strikes. Sweeney steps in at 210, three homers, nine RBIs, a 289 on-base percentage. So certainly struggling amongst a gaggle of good hitters. Here's a 2-0. He swings and pops it up out to the sunny left field, where Rowdy Jordan glides over to the gap, makes a catch off his left shoulder, and there's one away. So Jordan's out there in left field. Jalen Palmer in center. Brandon McIlwain in the shadows in right. Warren Saunders at the hot corner. Shervin Newton at short. Will Moraes at second. JT Schwartz at first. And Matt O'Neill, the masked man behind home plate, doing the catching. One out now for the center fielder, Everson Pereira. Pereira, number 11 on the chart for the Yankees. He's a righty. First pitch from Klenny runs up and in at 94. One ball, no strikes. Nolan Klenny from Novi in Michigan, 25 years old, signed last year. The 1-0, swing and a miss, and a change down and away to even the count at a ball and a strike. Signed in June of last year out of Indy Ball. Kicking the 1-1, Pereira cuts and fouls it back. That was 93. Klenny pitching for the ninth time this year, and maybe as a starter, he'll have a chance to kind of settle down, or an opener, if you will, like you see in the big leagues. 1-2, cut on and miss, and Pereira down on strikes. Klenny needs a really good outing. The last, it's getting to be too many at this point. The last six have included runs. But two quick outs for him, and he faces Austin Wells. No score, top of the first, base is empty. The Cyclones shade, can't shift in the minors. But they shade Austin Wells, the lefty to pull. First toss. Austin grounds it on the right side to Wilmer at second. He gobbles it up, snaps it to first in time to end the inning. By the way, Wells was at 330 with six homers, 16 RBIs, the on-base at 436. So anytime you can get him out with one pitch, you love it. Nothing for the Renegades. Brooklyn coming to bat next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColosseoRistorante.com.
There is a weekend in July with the Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
We go to the bottom of the first inning from Coney Island. Hudson Valley did not score in the top of the first inning against spot starter Nolan Klenny. So the Cyclones will see if they can jump on the board first against right-hander Blaine Abeda. Abeda, who the Cyclones have seen twice already, is having a pretty good year, but some of the metrics can get a little bit better. He's got the stuff, that is for sure. He was not up with Hudson Valley last year. Yankees are so stacked, sometimes you see guys back at the same level for at least a little while. But this is the first year we're seeing Abeda at high A. And before we begin the bottom of the first inning, it looks like the umpires have drawn attention to something behind home plate. They have now brought Tyson Blazer out of the dugout and Luis Rivera down from third base to inspect something, it seems, around home plate. Here comes Caitlin Hertz, our groundskeeper, zipping down in our golf cart. The surgeon to go figure out what needs fixing. J.T. Shaw's our home plate umpire, and Paul Romer on the bases brought attention to something quickly behind home plate. It looks like maybe a hole or a divot or something at the back end of the lefty batter's box that Caitlin is tending to. So interesting. Hertz grabs the scalpel and her bucket of. As she does, we'll take a look at what happened in the league earlier today. There was one camp day game. By the way, we'll have a camp day game tomorrow. It's a noon start, so if you're looking to play hooky at work, tomorrow would be the day. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com and come join us for a noon game under the sunshine. It should be beautiful. But there was a noon game played in Greensboro today. Bowling Green won 6-2. Greensboro, by the way, a team to keep a lookout for. Even though they're in North Carolina, they are in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. So with their loss today to Bowling Green, they go to 14-19. It is one of those things that is absolutely amazing that nobody else in the North wants to win. The only team that wants to win is the Aberdeen Ironbirds, who, again, just cannot be beat. They open up a series at home against the Rome Braves, who is actually a formidable opponent out of the South Division. That series beginning in Maryland tonight. Wilmington, who we just saw last week, taking on Jersey Shore. Bottom of the second inning, has a 1-0 lead against the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Top of the first, just getting started in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Asheville is on the road to take on the Dash. Greenville hosts Hickory in Greenville, South Carolina. That game just getting started in the top of the first inning. So certainly not what any of the Renegades wanted. Certainly not Blaine Abeda, who, as a good pitcher that he is, has to continue to pace around, throw with his infielders a little bit. He's walking over to the third base dugout. I don't even think he has. Does he have a ball? He's looking for a baseball, maybe, just to throw with. We talked about it on the pregame show with Rowdy Jordan, who's leading off this game, about what creatures of habit baseball players are, having to do with the postponements last week and the fog and things like that. Hitters, they can kind of get away with missing a couple of days. You see that a lot. Play 2 days, sit for three, play for 2 days. But pitchers, they are routined animals. They are routine beasts. You cannot mess with them. It actually reminds me of when I think it was Gerrit Cole for the New York Yankees had to wait a little bit longer before one of his starts with the Bronx Bombers and maybe the extra 3 or 4 minutes that he had to spell for him. So as Caitlin tends to the field, we have to kind of do what Plana Beta is doing and twiddle our thumbs, hang on and wait. As we see Caitlin Hurts talking with Kevin Mahoney, the general manager for the Cyclones. And maybe her work is done, taking the dirt drive back to the golf cart. I think we're good to go. I think we're good to play. So Blaine Abate is going to start taking his warm-up tosses again. Maybe they give him 2 or 3. But a cheer for Caitlin Hurts, who has done a great job at Maimonides Park in her first year as the head groundskeeper. By the way, it is a Taco Tuesday. Every single Tuesday at Maimonides Park. 2 tacos for $5. In fact, the line down the third base concourse is starting to fill up more and more as the gates open up just past 7 o'clock. All right, Blaine Abeda has given the okay to JT Shaw. Cyclones had to manicure the field a little bit, but they're ready to hit in the bottom of the first inning. Cyclones roll with Rowdy Jordan, Shervin Newton, and Jose Mena as the top three hitters against Blaine Abeda. Jordan, switch hitter, batting left, digs in. The first one to him, caught on a miss for a fastball strike. That was 92 miles an hour, down and in. Abeda just peers over his black mitt, softly turns his body, rocks and deals, and misses off the plate with 89. Jordan at 252. No homers, 13 RBIs. Leads the team in that category. Leads the team in total bases with 40. And the on-base at 347. 1-1. Up and in, a little bit high. Ball 2. That was 92 from Abeda. One good outing for the Cyclones against Abeda. One not so good. He really dominated them the last time. Center missed low. Ball 3. First time Brooklyn saw him was that Tuesday game at the Dutch, and then they would later see him at the end of the week. That's what you get with those six-game series. You can see a starter twice. Hitters count 3-1. Now that's high and away. Rowdy works a walk. So maybe Abeda, after the delay, had to take a second to gather himself. He walks Jordan in the bottom of the first. And we'll take a look at the Yankees affiliate defensively. Everson Pereira in center field. Aldany Sanchez in left. Pat DeMarco out in right. It's Nelson, Sweeney, Bowman, and Wagaman around the infield from third to first with Austin Wells behind the dish. Here's Shervin Newton, switch hitter batting left. Pitch. Good slider in there for strike one. So I mentioned the good. Cyclones got to him first time around. 3 runs in 3 innings. Then second time around at the end of the week, the opposite happened. You figured you'd see a pitcher a second time, you'd hit better, but he threw 4 scoreless. 0-1. That's outside. Newton takes, and it's a ball and a strike. Last two have been a little rocky for Abeda, including his last one. That was against Aberdeen. But it's a long line of pitchers that have struggled against Aberdeen. Here's a 1-1. Caught on a miss. Good back foot slider. Newton swung over top. Strike 2. 6 runs, 4 hits, 2 innings. More walks than strikeouts. Just not a good, comfortable game for Abeda. So he's looking to straighten things out tonight. No score, bottom of the first inning. Rowdy Jordan at first base with nobody out. 1-2 on Newton. Pitch. Just outside. Trying to dot the edge at 90 miles an hour. Wells kept the glove out there. Didn't get the call from JT Shaw. 5th game for Shervin since he was called up last week. He is 2-for-14. 2-2. Missed tying away. Abeda, who during his windup, slow, coordinated movements, has kind of a guiding slide step, almost puts you to sleep when he's in the stretch. 3-2 and swings over top for the strikeout. Abeda walks in 19 strikeouts in 16 innings. Good numbers. The walk's a little bit high, 7 of them in 16 innings. He hasn't given up any home runs, but he's hit 5 batters. Does come back around to hurt you. 1-on-1 out, bottom of the first, no score. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Here's Mena. Pitch. Jose swings over the slider for a strike. Jose at 296. One homer, eight RBIs. The on-base at 345. Jordan can run. He leads off first base. Wells can throw back there. The 0-1 down in the dirt. That was 94 from Abeda. One ball, one strike. While the Cyclones feel good to get a clean six-game series, no real weather in the forecast this week. You have to go back and look at what happened last time these two teams played. Next toss, runner goes, pitch outside, throw to second, not in time. Jordan does run, and Jordan makes it. Fourth steal and four tries for Rowdy Jordan. He's in scoring position. That ball missed against Maina, so it's a good count for him, 2-1. Wells through to the third base side. And missed. Jordan just got a good jump. Yeah, last time these two teams saw each other, Cyclones struck out 83 times. 83 times in six games. 2-1. Breaking ball caught on a miss for strike two. It's a matchup thing. Anytime you see Hudson Valley, they throw like the Yankees do. Hard fastballs, mid to upper 90s, and sliders. They just feast with that combination. They do it at every single level. 2-2. Maina chases the slider down and away. JT Shaw points at him from behind home plate and says, yes, you did go around. So two outs in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Here's JT Schwartz. The on base at 385. The batting average at 265. One homer, 10 RBIs. Jordan off second base. His time is called. Schwartz leading the team with 17 walks. Does have 26 hits. Really having a great year. And now Abeda steps off. So that is the first step off. You can only step off a maximum of... That's really three times. It's a confusing rule that... We'll get into if it becomes interesting, but it's confusing. Pitch caught on a miss. Schwartz swings over the top for a strike. If you have a runner at first base and you throw over twice, and this is all during the same at-bat, you can only throw over one more time. If you pick him off, you got him. If not, it's a balk, and the runner goes to second base. Here's the 0-1. Schwartz cuts and fouls it back to the net for strike two. So the word balk is just thrown in there as the result of what happens, but you're only allowed to throw over a max of three times. So anytime you see a pitcher step off and the umpire signal one or two, they're keeping track of how many times during an at-bat a pitcher is at least thinking about or making a move to keep the runner on. It's all about speeding up the game. The 0-2, Schwartz rips one in the air to right field. DeMarco over, slows up and makes the chest-high catch. So Blaine Abeda in and out of any kind of trouble in that first inning. He walked Jordan. Rowdy got to second, but is stranded there. And the Cyclones come up short in the bottom of the first. No score. We go to the second inning from Maimonides Park. The Mets and the Yankees affiliate in Coney Island on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
This is Nick Gaddis, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Off we go to the top of the second inning. nothing for Hudson Valley, nothing for the Brooklyn Cyclones in game one of our six-game set from Coney Island. Nolan Klenick continuing his spot start. He had a 1-2-3 first. Fly out, strike out, and a ground out. And now it's Cooper Bowman, James Nelson, and Carlos Narvaez. Bowman digs in. He's at 231. Three homers, 13 RBIs. These guys have good on bases, high 300s, low 400s. Bowman is at 405. The first pitch he takes is inside for ball one. Bowman's biggest threat, though, when he gets on, he is a monster. 16 of 17 in steals. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Count evens up, but a ball and a strike. So Klenny trying to give Luis Rivera, A.J. Sager, the Brooklyn Cyclones as much as he can in the tank. From the stretch, the 1-1. Just missed inside. Good spot at 94. Klenny set chest high. The 2-1 spins down and out. Bowman and Sweeney make up some amazing middle infield for Hudson Valley. These guys can really play. Pitch. Swinging a hard shot. Base hit. Shortstop hole. That was a rip by Bowman. And once again, he's on base with a sharp single through the left side. So I mentioned he can run. He's 16 of 17. So Matt O'Neill, who's one of the smartest guys out there. That's not just a dig at those Penn guys, those Ivy Leaguers. He certainly read the numbers and knows with the scouting report. He's going to have to throw some guys out. Hudson Valley has always had a knack for running, and if anyone's going to go, it's Bowman. So here's Nelson, a spin and a throw over, and the runner back in safely. So that's the first throw over for Klenny. Bowman, by the way, second in steals only to Johan Rojas of Jersey Shore. Pitch. Nelson takes a fastball strike, dotting the edge on the outside corner, nothing and one. Nelson at 205, no homers, 8 RBIs, is on base at 352. Start of the year with double A, and now with the Renegades. The 0-1, taken down and in, ball and a strike. In fact, when the Cyclones went up to Hudson Valley for the first time, it was about week 3 of the year, Nelson had just gotten there, brought down from double A to give a little bit of help to the Renegades. 1-1. Swinging a drive foul to the right over the first base dugout down into the steps. One ball, two strikes. We're scoreless in the top of the second inning. Runner at first base, nobody out. Klenny jumps ahead 1-2. Nolan deals home. Nelson swings, taps one weakly to third, collected by Saunders. He throws to second for one. Wilmer to first, not in time. Nelson can burn down the line as well. He reaches on the fielder's choice. With Bowman erased, 5-4. So Klenny induces the ground ball out. And here is the DH, Carlos Narvaez. Narvaez hitting at 200. Two homers, three RBIs, on base at 314. One on, one out. Klenny stays in that stretch. Pitch. Fastball connects the outside corner at 94 miles an hour. No balls and a strike. Narvaez out of Matakai in Venezuela. Back with the club again this year. Hit one of his two home runs against Brooklyn in that great series back in April. Quick throw over to first base. And Nelson scampers back in standing. So while it's Cooper Bowman that gets all the oohs and ahs, Nelson, by the way, is 9 of 10. He's a threat to run as well. Hopping off first, the 0-1. Missed in tight, Narvaez takes to even the count. Reyes and Newton ready up the middle to try to turn two. The 1-1. Caught on a miss, high fastball for strike two. That was 94. That's what Klenny's been sitting at. He started at 93 and has gotten up to 94 miles an hour. No score, top of the second inning, one on, one out. The 1-2, caught on and missed. He struck him out, swinging with a fastball away. So for Clenny, this is kind of nice. You get out there, you know your team is in a little bit of an emergency situation. So sometimes, you know, when you're playing with house money like that, pressure's off a little bit. Just grip it and rip it. See what you got. So far, so good. One over the minimum. Here's Aldany Sanchez. First pitch to him. He swings and pops it up to shallow right. McElwain comes dancing down from right field to make the catch. Sanchez flies out, and the inning just like that is over. 1.5 gone by. No score. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Cyclones come to the plate next on MILB.TV.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. You can stream live. The only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Matt O'Neill leads off for the bottom of the second inning for the Brooklyn Cyclones in a scoreless game. The opener of a six-game series against Hudson Valley. Gorgeous Tuesday night from the Catbird seat. Look at the waves crashing along the beach out in right field. Thunderbolt, Luna Park, Cyclone, a little quiet on a Tuesday, but they'll get going over the weekend. And on a seven-day basis in the coming weeks, Blaine Abeda turns his feet, rocks and deals the opening pitch. And Matt O'Neill takes a knee-high strike, nothing and one. Matt hitting at 238, no homers, three RBIs, but a whopping 407 on base. The 0-1, breaking ball up and in off the catcher's glove and back to the wall. One ball, one strike. It's O'Neill who's still up there, even though he's right around 50 at-bats. His plate appearances are up there because he takes weighted runs created plus and weighted on-base average. The 1-1. Swinging a shot to the gap in right center field. DeMarco overreaches, not going to get to it. It's a two-hopper up against the wall. O'Neill into second base. They're kicking the ball around out there in right. Matt heading for third. He's in there standing. O'Neill gets to third base and does the job again. He has been phenomenal in the last 3 weeks. He gets the Cyclones set up in the bottom of the second inning. This may be a double and an error, but O'Neill, no matter what, he has been collecting extra base hits galore. Here's Brandon McElwain. Infield comes in. Pitch. B-Mac takes a fastball strike at 93. Nothing and one. McElwain up to 260. Had a really great week last week. One homer, five RBIs. The 0-1. Swinging a bouncy ball to the right side, collected by Wagaman. He looks the runner back and takes it to first. Now McElwain grounds out three unassisted. It's hard to get it by Wagaman over there at first. 6'4", 210 pounds. Wagaman's been doing it since the old Staten Island Yankees days before everybody jumped up to high A. So now in the bottom of the second, it's up to Wilmer Reyes to try to put up a crooked number. Abeda deals from the stretch. And Wilmer chases the slider, couldn't keep the bat back. It's strike one. Wilmer at 218, one homer, a dozen RBIs. If it's not him, it's Rowdy Jordan driving in most of the runs. Pitch. Good slider in there for a strike. Some of these pitches that the Renegades throw are so nasty that Reyes leaned back out of the way, and it dropped over the outside corner. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball fouled back towards us up here. And onto the roof. I've called it a triple for O'Neill. He doesn't mind. It split DeMarco and Pereira out there. They had trouble fielding it off the fence. Here comes the next 0-2. Reyes leans out, pokes it up into the air, but foul outside of first. So O'Neill, by the way, now with three triples. That was something that may be unheard of back in April. Rowdy Jordan was leading the way with a couple of three base hits. Triples are as rare as it gets, and O'Neill has collected three of them in about 4 weeks. The 0-2. Reyes slams it in the air, foul down the right field line. And into the seats. Brooklyn on Sunday, in that extra innings loss, that second game of the doubleheader, had many opportunities like this. Just try to drive the run in and couldn't do it. There comes the 0-2. Breaking ball hit on the ground to third. Gathered by Nelson, he throws across for the out. Nowhere to go for Matt O'Neill. It's a 5-3 putout, so McElwain and Reyes have both grounded out. Cyclones having trouble getting it out of the infield. The infield is relaxed back to normal depth. Next, bring up Jalen Palmer. Palmer, a right-handed hitter. Had a ribby on Sunday. Abeta deals. And Jalen takes a slider, strike nothing and one. Palmer down to 139. No homers and just three RBIs. He on base at 279. O'Neill off third with two outs. Pitch. Palmer takes down low at 93 to even the count. So Wagaman and Nelson have made big plays. Sweeney and Bowman playing very deep at their respective infield positions. The 1-1 kisses the outside corner at 92. Abeta usually does not mess around. Throws a lot of strikes. Palmer awaits. Here comes the 1-2. Pitch caught on and missed, and he puts away. Cyclones, unfortunately, had a golden opportunity to go by the wayside. O'Neill triples to lead off the inning. Ground out, strikeout to end the frame. O'Neill stranded 90 feet away, and we go to the third inning. No score between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
It's getting to be sunset time in Coney Island. The lights are on as we go to the top of the third inning between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. So the lights are on, yes, but sun's still shining upon us. The entire field is in shade right now, but little drips and drabs painted across the center field and right center field wall as the sun escapes behind the third base seats and down into the west. Eric Wagaman leads off. He'll hit from the right side. Wagaman, DeMarco, and then the top of the order against Nolan Clenny. Both sides with a hit apiece. Cyclones had the best opportunity but did not score. Pitch. Wagaman back with the club. Cyclones did not see him when they were at the Dutch a couple weeks ago. He's in his 11th game with the Renegades. The 1-0 swings and misses over a changeup to even the count at a ball and a strike. Wagaman began the year with low A Tampa. Here's the 1-1. So we're going to foul back to the right side for strike two. Certainly getting into a better rhythm, though, at high A. He was at this level last year and struggled a little bit. He's hitting at 250 in 10 games. A small sample size, but the on base at 475. 1-2. Clutty misses low with a changeup to even the count. years old from Mission Viejo, California. Drafted back in 2017. The 2-2. Wagaman hits one off the end of the bat up the middle. Collected behind second by Reyes. Wilmer handles and throws to first for the out. Clutty stuck his hand out for that kind of weird soft wiffle ball shot right back up the middle. It was a lot slower off the bat than Clutty thought. One of those straight at you that you can't really tell with your depth perception. I don't know if he got a finger on it, but Reyes did behind second base. So here's Pat DeMarco. Pitch. DeMarco swings. It's a ground ball to short. Newton to his left. Reaches out. Has it. Spins and throws wildly to first base. And DeMarco is safe. Good effort by Shervin Newton. Got to the ball quickly, spun, and then just let it go a little bit too fast. So DeMarco reaches base. It's ruled a hit. So Pat now with a 216 batting average will go up from there. No homers, four RBIs, 255 on base will go up as well. So he's aboard. First time through the order for Clenny. No runs, two hits, two strikeouts. And no walks. Here's Trey Sweeney. Pitch. Lefty takes down and in for ball one. No score. Clenny doing a bang-up job as the opener, the spot starter today. Here's his 30th pitch. It's high and away for ball two. Clenny got Sweeney to fly out to left to begin the game. A wind, by the way, gusting out to right center field tonight. So in favor of lefties like Sweeney. Pitch. Swinging a shot in the air towards right center. High up there for Palmer and McElwain. Brandon calls off Jalen and makes the catch. Meanwhile, DeMarco tags but bluffs as the throw comes back into second. So simple fly out to right for Trey Sweeney. And there's two down now for Everson Pereira. Pereira struck out his first time. DeMarco, by the way, at first, 2-for-4 in steals. Held on by JT. Pitch. Pereira takes down and out for ball one. No score in game one, but the seventh overall game between these two teams. Renegades have won 4 out of the first 6. Here comes the 1-0. Swing and a miss at a good slider. One ball, one strike. Big hole open on the right side of the infield. They play Pereira to pull and play Reyes, the second baseman, up the middle. Runner goes, 1-1 pitch taken inside. The throw to second wildly towards the third base side, and DeMarco is safe. Reyes did a superhero job just to get over there, get a glove on it. He knocked it down, and it rolled towards the shortstop spot. But a swipe for DeMarco against Matt O'Neill. So two down, runner in scoring position. It's the first time the Renegades have been in a good spot like this. The 2-1, it's outside, ball three. Cyclones bullpen down the right field line, getting up and moving around, but nobody throwing or stretching quite yet. Rivera scoreless would be nice. The 3-1, swing and a miss. Good change down and away. So Clenny, who's a pretty good strike thrower, is a strike away from getting out of this top of the third inning and keeping the Renegades stranded at second. Pereira hovers the bat over his right shoulder. Runner goes. 3-2 pitch taken outside. Throw to third base is late. Saunders didn't get to the bag right away. So two things happen. DeMarco steals another base. The Renegades love to run wild. They don't care what situation it is. Maybe don't tell your coach in Little League what they're doing because he'll kill you. And Pereira walks and goes to first. So they're at the corners for the meanest hitter in the Renegades dugout. That's Austin Wells. Lenny got Wells to ground out his first time. Pitch. Austin swings, pops it up. Left side of the infield. Saunders over. Foul ground. Cuts back towards the field of play. It bounces in fair territory. Rolls foul. And it's picked up by Saunders. And the home plate umpire says foul ball. Now you had Pat DeMarco at third base racing towards home. Saunders followed that way too far to the dugout and then had to recover at the last second back into fair territory. It bounced in fair territory, went up about head level to Saunders, and I thought he might have touched it. And it bounced in fair territory, and that's where JT Shaw said foul ball. So after all that, it's strike one on Austin Wells with runners at the corners. Two down, top of the third. Pitch. Wells takes high. One ball, one strike. So basically, it's as if Wells just a little dribbler in fair territory that went into foul territory. But this was a lot more electric than that. The 1-1. Wells reaches out, fouls it back over towards the rooftop. Oh, great grab. It hit the lounge and bounced down to the seating bowl, section 9 behind the third base dugout. Ricocheted off a green chair and into the hand of a young lady in a hat. Now the 1-2. Wells rips it to the right side. What a catch by Reyes at second. Leaping into the sky, taking away a base hit and falling into a twirling tumble. Wilmer Reyes saves the day. That was scorched, as always, by Austin Wells. No runs, one hit, one walk. Two left. Glennie gets out of trouble in the third, and we stay scoreless to the bottom of the inning in Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
Go to the bottom of the third inning from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, USA. Keith Rad with you on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Nick DeLuca will be back with us on Thursday when the Cyclones continue the series with Hudson Valley. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley so far scoreless through 2.5 innings. Warren Saunders, C hit, batting in the ninth spot for the Cyclones, leading off against Blaine Abeda. First pitch, righty to righty. Saunders swings, fouls it in the sky down the right field line. Strike one. Warren keeps it classy, wears the red stirrup socks, throwing it back. Had a three-hit day on Sunday. The 0-1. Breaking ball missed inside to even the count. In fact, Warren, that three-hit day was the eighth straight game he reached base. Here comes the 1-1. Saunders swings, sends a mile-high pop into shallow center. Pereira down, now back a few steps and makes the catch. Now, a couple of things that these fielders, they're used to the wind blowing in from right field. So you'll see, even Warren Saunders on that pop-up in foul territory, he went over to the dugout trying to play the wind. But today the wind is in the opposite fashion. And Pereira, who's in center field and has been here before, he played it like the wind was blowing it in, but the wind taking it out tonight. So a little different. Here's Rowdy. Switch hitter batting left. Takes off the plate for ball one. No score. Bottom three. Base is empty. One out. Jordan walked and stole second, but left stranded. is a 1-0. Swinging a foul back. That was in on his hands. Good pitch by Abeda at 92 to even the count on a ball and a strike. Abeda rocks and deals the 1-1. Just missed inside with the slider. Good take by Rowdy. Talked to Jordan before the game, our pregame interview guest. Keeps a level head, is happy with how he's played so far. The 2-1, a little bit high, ball three. Now, Jordan, the thing that's most impressive about him is that he's playing his first full season and has jumped right in playing consistent baseball. Hard to find. The 3-1, swinging a bouncy ball towards the middle and sneaks through everybody. Base hit. He's been on twice, except Shervin Newton and the Cyclones with one out in the bottom of the third inning. Jordan was drafted last year. The draft used to be in June, and then those players in the old days would go to short seasons like us when we were short season, but now the draft is in July, and those players don't really have a space for them, so they kind of jump in wherever. And he jumped in with low-A St. Lucie last year. Pitch to Newton, swinging a tip at the plate, got a bad piece of Wells, who's writhing in pain behind home plate. Newton hit the top of the baseball and slammed it right down into Wells, and Wells is not feeling good. Jonathan Becker, the athletic trainer, comes out to try to chase down Wells, who is walking this off. The definition of walking it off. He's doubled over in some pain. So Jordan last year played 30 games with St. Lucie, jumped in, had 100-plus at-bats, hit .229, on bases all right at .333. A couple of good things to see, but really what you want is that, okay, how do you do full season? Just get used to 132 games. A lot of coordinators will say, listen, we're not really worried about results. Just try to survive 132. It's a lot different than college. And that's why Rowdy Jordan's been so exceptional. He has come in and performed. So Wells is good. Here's the 0-1. Newton takes high to even the count. Scoreless, bottom three, one on, one out. Jordan takes a competitive lead off first. And now time is called. It looks like Abeda called for a balk. JT Shaw emphatically around the catcher. The home plate umpire pointing at Abeda, signaling balk. So Jordan gets a free 90 feet. It is the third consecutive inning the Cyclones have had somebody in scoring position. Newton rips it down the right field line. It is a base hit towards the corner. Jordan around third. He comes in to score. Newton stretching for two. Here's the throw from DeMarco. It's not in time. Shervin Newton drills a ribby double to right, and the Cyclones take a 1-0 lead. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. Second extra base hit for Newton in a Cyclones uniform. That's got to feel good. Brooklyn has been dying. You could feel it the last few days for somebody to get the big hit with runners in scoring position. Old hitting coach for the Cyclones, Delwin Young, used to say those are the money-making at-bats. Those at-bats get you paid. So here's Mena kicking the pitch. Mena chases the slider again for a strike. Mena put away by three straight sliders in that first at-bat against Abeda, one of the three strikeout victims against Blaine. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Another slider. That was down and away. Newton takes a walking lead off second. He's given the Cyclones a 1-0 lead, bottom three. With one out, Abeda comes to a stop. Deals home. And a slider puts away Jose Mena. Now, you and I may be sitting here watching this game going, well, why doesn't Mena lay off the slider? And, yeah, you'd be right. But it's easier said than done. The Yankees really train their guys. Some guys they draft and they bring into the system that already throw a slider. Other guys, they say, welcome to the Yankees. We're going to teach you how to throw a slider. There's JT. Pitch. Schwartz pokes it foul up into the air. Third base side out of play. Schwartz lined out to Pat DeMarco in right his first time. It's an RBI chance for JT, who's into double figures now with 10 RBIs after a pretty nice day on Sunday. His bat pointed towards the sky. Here's the 0-1. Just missed outside at 89. It's a ball. Nice violet and indigo hue out by the beach water out there. An orange above the sunset. 1-1 pitch. Schwartz swing. Sends a high fly to left. Not deep. Sanchez is there at the lip of the warning track to make the catch. JT trying to go out the back door, but it stays in the yard. The Cyclones do, though, put up a crooked number. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left. Jordan and Newton, single and a double. We go to the fourth inning. Brooklyn 1, Hudson Valley nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
This is Rowdy Jordan, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Rowdy Jordan started the party in the bottom of the third inning, and the Cyclones got some pop from Shervin Newton, ripping the ball down the right field line to take a 1-0 lead as we float along to the top of the fourth. And good to see Nolan Clenny back out there. The reliever making a spot start tonight. Nick Swack wasn't feeling the best, a little under the weather. So Cyclones and the Mets able to go to the side of caution and just say, well, sit this one out, we'll let Clenny pitch, and we'll catch it the next time. So Nolan, so far, so good. He has 12 batters so far, just a couple of hits, and now he faces the heart of the order. It's Bowman, Nelson, and Narvaez. Bowman digs in from the right side. Clenny deals. And the pitch dots the inside corner at the letters. Good spot at 91 for a strike. Bowman ripped a single in the shortstop hole his first time. Pitch. Slider twists outside to even the count at a ball and a strike. Clenny from the straight stretch. Deals a 1-1. Bowman swings, hits a towering fly ball to deep right field. McElwain backpedaling to the warning track and makes the catch. Bowman's a strong kid, gave it a ride, but it stays in the yard for a deep fly out. Take a look at some scores from around the South Atlantic League here in the top of the fourth inning. Bowling Green beat Greensboro earlier today in North Carolina 6-2. Everybody else getting going with us at night for the opener of many of these series. Here's James Nelson from the right side. First toss. Nelson rips a line drive up the middle. A base hit that plops into the B of the Brooklyn Cyclones script logo in center field. Palmer fields and fires back in. Nelson is aboard. That's the third Hudson Valley hit. Wilmington and Jersey Shore with a topsy-turvy affair. It's 8-7 already in the top of the fourth in Frawley Stadium in Delaware. Winston-Salem 2, Asheville 1, bottom 3 in Winston-Salem. Greenville 3, Hickory 1, bottom of the third inning at Floor Field. Here's Narvaez with one on and one out. Runner goes, pitches to the ground, is short, collected by Newton. He thought about going to second, instead fires a strike to first for the 6-3 put out. So Nelson, who broke on the pitch, able to get to second base. It was a hit and run, but it's certainly protected against the double play. So Clenny does get his second out. But the tying run is in scoring position, and here's Aldenice Sanchez. By the way, Aberdeen, who has beaten everybody, fourth. Plenty spins, throws to second base, and throws to Wilmer Reyes, who just chests it down 3 feet off of second base. Plenty threw away one hopper. And now Tyson Blazer looks like he has said something to the home to the base umpire, I should say. Glennie set again, ready to throw his first pitch to Sanchez. He does, and it's a strike on the outside corner at 93. Top of the fourth here in Brooklyn. Two outs, 1-0 Brooklyn. The 0-1. Hit sharply towards short, collected by Newton. He vacuums it off the turf with the left hand and fires overhand to first for the out. Excellent grab by Shervin Newton, ingesting that sucker to his left up the middle. A lot of hard hit shots by Hudson Valley, but Clenny has worn it. And he keeps Brooklyn's 1-0 lead to the bottom of the fourth. That's where we go next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Beautiful sunset as we enter the bottom of the fourth inning. Brooklyn leads Hudson Valley 1-0. Pink, purple, blue, indigo, all the colors of a perfect sunset painted against the clouds over the ocean in center field, up against the apartment buildings, out down Surf Avenue and Mermaid. This is the place to be in Coney Island. Matt O'Neill leads off for the Cyclones. It's O'Neill, McElwain, and Reyes. Blaine Abeda deals his first pitch. And Matt takes at the knees at 92 for strike one. All eyes on Matt O'Neill. We are asking ourselves, what will he do this time at the plate? Pitch way outside. One ball, one strike. O'Neill last time hit a gapper to right center field. He has developed some big-time power to right center and right field. Turn to the feet. Abeda's 1-1. Matt swings and fouls back 91 for strike two. O'Neill hitting 389 in the month of May. Kicking the 1-2 pitch. Strike three called. Got him at the knees at 92. Looks like a low strike to O'Neill that usually he takes for a ball, but took strike three. So that's 5 strikeouts for Blaine Abeda. He responds after giving up the hard hit triple last time to retire O'Neill. And now McElwain digs in. Brooklyn leads 1-0, bottom of the fourth. Pitch. Abeda spins one off the plate for ball one. Bottom of the inning, we'll take a look at the Mets affiliate circuit tonight. Triple A Syracuse getting trounced by Buffalo 8-1, bottom of the seventh. 1-0 pitch. That's inside, ball two. Buffalo dropped a 5 spot in the fifth inning to start running away with that one. Here comes the 2-0. Up and in again. McElwain spins out of the way for ball three. Double A Binghamton got a this morning, but lost to Akron 5-2. That's a Cleveland affiliate. Here comes the 3-0. McElwain goes after it, pops it up. Up into that sunset sky out and left. Sanchez comes down, waits for this thing, and it finally drops into his glove for the out. St. Lucie doing what we're doing. That's taking on a Yankees affiliate this week. They're in Tampa at Steinbrenner Field. Top of the seventh inning, but St. Lucie has a 3-1 lead. So both Mets affiliates, St. Lucie and Brooklyn, leading their Yankees affiliates. Two outs. Here's Wilmer. Pitch. Reyes takes up and in for ball one. Cyclones have a 1-0 lead thanks to Shervin Newton's RBI double last inning. There comes the 1-0. Reyes loops it in the air, shallow center. Pereira racing in, flying in, and makes the running catch chest high. So Abeda has an easy, breezy, and beautiful fourth. And we go to the fifth. 1-0 Brooklyn in favor of Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with NYC, and let's start a conversation today.
Off we go to the top of the fifth inning. Brooklyn leads Hudson Valley 1-0, and the birthday boy is into the game pitching for the Cyclones. That is right-hander Colby Morris, who is enjoying his birthday, and he comes on the heels of Nolan Clenny, who did a phenomenal job with four scoreless innings to start the game. So Morris is in, and speaking of him, we've got a special guest with us this evening, Maria Alameda, who's an EMS responder. Now, this is National EMS, I guess you call it Appreciation Week, is that right? One second, Maria. You know, I'm the radio guy. You figured the radio guy would have his microphones figured out. It's not you. The old it's not you, it's me problem here. Let's see if we can do it right this time. And as we love to say, did you see if it was on? There you are, Maria. Let's hear those golden pipes again. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So it is EMS Appreciation Week. Nationally, and we're celebrating it this week at the Brooklyn Cyclones.
Yep.
So Eric Wagaman leads off. First pitch, Morris misses outside 1-0. So EMS, you know, what do you love most about your job? Because it's, for the rest of us, we'd rather let you guys do it.
It's a very rewarding job. Like, that's probably the most rewarding thing about it. Like, you know what I mean? You're saving people, you help them, no matter what it is. It's pretty great. I love doing it.
Eric Wagaman leads off the top of the fifth inning with a solo blast over the left center field video board for a home run to tie the game. That was a rude welcome to Colby Morris. So Wagaman goes deep to tie the game. And this will bring up Pat DeMarco.
Yes, very rewarding. You know, you have all different types of patients. You know, like for us in private, we do a lot of dialysis patients. You know, we have a lot of medical appointments for people who can't do for themselves. And it helps that they have people like us, EMTs, who, you know, help them get to what they need to do to make sure that their health is in check.
So when you see some of these folks who just don't have anybody, how nice is that? How rewarding is that, as you mentioned?
It's the most. You know, like, even if it comes to, like, just giving them their purses or giving them their stuff, you know, they remember these things. And a lot of people, they don't understand, because if you're walking and talking around and they're not, you know what I mean? Like, they don't see a lot of people. Sometimes their family don't come and see them. And, you know, it's rewarding to help somebody no matter what it is. EMS is every day is a situational situation, I like to say. I tell a lot of my FTOs that. You got to take each day as it goes. Mm. You know, every day is a different learning experience.
Pat DeMarco strikes out at the plate. That's the first out. So Morris responds nicely after giving up the home run. We're tied at one with one out in the top of the fifth inning. And Trey Sweeney bats now from the left side. So you're with the Richmond County Ambulance. So where is that in proximity to here? Where is the main place where you do most of your work?
So the main base is in Staten Island, Richmond County. It used to be Richmond County. Now it's RCA. But we have six locations now. We have in Staten Island, Brooklyn, Far Rockaway, Fresh Meadows, and in Long Island as well.
Everywhere.
And Bronx, yes. We're a five-borough contracted private EMS company.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Trey Sweeney grounds out to the second baseman. Two down in the top of the fifth. Spring up Everson Pereira. We're chatting with Maria Alameda, who's enjoying our beautiful views from up here. Everson Pereira takes a strike. So now you get to enjoy, hey, we can celebrate EMS this week. I mean, you talk about all the impacts that you make with others, but how nice is it to celebrate with some of your coworkers?
I love it. It's great because I'm to see my employees enjoying themselves is something just so little as this. Yeah. It's a baseball game. You're with each other. You know, it's great. I love seeing them happy.
Ground ball hit to third. Saunders charges, bare hands, throws to first. Beautiful play to end the inning. That was Warren Saunders wrapping up Hudson Valley in the top of the fifth. They do score to tie the game. And Maria, thank you so much for coming on. Go enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for all that you do.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Halfway through the ball game, we're tied at one. We go to the bottom of the fifth from Coney Island on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Big thanks again to Maria Alameda, who works for Richmond County Ambulance, an EMS responder. We're celebrating EMS this week. Last week was Healthcare Heroes Week. And so we celebrate EMS all week long at Maimonides Park. Celebrating some of those first responders, throwing out first pitches, games that we have in Coney Island. So we're all tied up at one after the home run from Eric Wagaman. Now here is Jalen Palmer against Blaine Abeda. First pitch to JP. He takes the slider strike on the inside corner. So the Brooklyn starter, quote-unquote, Nolan Clenny, out of the game. We'll give you his final line. Abeda's been in there the whole time. Next toss, caught on a miss. Palmer behind, quickly nothing in two. Abeda's been great, by the way. Walked into the inning with 61 pitches. Here's his 0-2. Just missed outside. Tried to dot the slider. Palmer did strike out against that slider his last time. Abeda turns his feet, deals the 1-2. Palmer drives it in the air down the right field line. DeMarco gives it a look. This one is gone. Jalen Palmer goes out the back door into the backyard in right. It's Jalen's first home run of the 2022 season. It gives the Cyclones a 2-1 lead. That's a huge sigh of relief for Jalen Palmer. That is a muscle man shot the other way. Right over the Send In the Clowns yellow billboard. And Brooklyn plays long ball. Just the sixth Cyclones home run of the year. There's Warren Saunders. Pitch. Takes a slider outside. Ball one. By the way, it's the first long ball Beta's given up all year. Beta walks into this inning, his 21st inning of 2022. Beta turns the feet, rocks and deals. Saunders takes outside, 2-0. That's big. Cyclones, you know, you hate to say it, but five homers coming in. That's the fewest in professional baseball. The 2-0, Saunders fouls it back for strike one. Unfortunately, they still have hit the fewest home runs in minor league baseball. Two behind the low A Cleveland affiliate, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Kicking the 2-1. Saunders taps one on the ground, shortstop hole. Collected at third by Nelson, cutting across. He fields and flings over to first for the out. So Brooklyn now back in front, 2-1, bottom of the fifth. And here's Rowdy Jordan. This is now the third time through the Brooklyn order. Jordan's been on twice. He's been a problem at the top of the lineup, setting the table. He has walked and singled. Takes the first pitch from a Beta outside for ball one. On twice. Stolen a bag. Scored a run. The lean back, the lunge home. And a Beta drips in the slider to even the count on a ball and a strike. Plane working quickly. 1-1 pitch. Little tall for ball two. So I mentioned the final line for Nolan Klenny. Four scoreless as the spot starter. You may find a spot starting a lot more if he can keep doing that. 2-1. Just outside. A Beta held the finish on that last backdoor slider and missed for ball three. And now Jordan looks like he needs a minute. Calls for time to step out. Luis Rivera comes walking down at third. I think they just want to make sure they got the count right. It was 3-0 on the board, but it's 3-1 on Jordan. I think Rowdy just wanted to make sure. Here comes that 3-1 pitch. And he missed outside. For the third time today, Rowdy Jordan is aboard. So I gave you some early scores from the Mets affiliate circuit. And, of course, we got to give you the Mets. And we'll do it as Tyson Blazer comes out from the dugout to make a pitching change. Mets won their opener against St. Louis today 3-1. They're in the middle of game two, top of the fifth, tied at two at Citi Field. Eduardo Escobar hit a solo home run for the Mets to give him a 2-1 lead against Steven Matz. But the Cards have since tied it up. Blaine Abeda strides off the mound, heads down the steps of the third base dugout. A pitching change. Lead. We'll be back after this from Coney Island on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
We'll be right back.
Pitching change for Hudson Valley. They go with right-hander Nelvin Correa. He faces the switch hitter Shervin Newton with one on and one out in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch. Runner goes. Pitch taken outside. Throw down to second base. Hits Jordan, who gets up and breaks for third base as the ball rolls into left field. That worked out for Brooklyn. Called a stolen base and an error. So as Newton stands there at the plate, he's got a 1-0 count and two runs. And Correa thrown into the fire. Stolen base, E2. Newton at the plate has an RBI double under his belt. He drove in a run, and just before the pitching change, two batters before the change, we saw Jalen Palmer lead off the inning with a home run. Nelvin deals the 1-0, and Newton chases down low. One ball, one strike. Nelvin Correa, 25 years old. He's from the Dominican Republic, from San Cristobal. Pitching in his eighth game, he's having a great year. 1-1, it's in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. The ERA is sub 1. It's 0.78. The whip, 1.11. 16 strikeouts in 12 innings. 2-1. Swinging a chopper into the Brooklyn dugout. Two balls, two strikes. So the Clones trying to go to work now against the bullpen. Blaine Abeda's line is still open. He's still responsible for Rowdy at third. The infield is again in all the way around. They play Sweeney, the shortstop, a couple of strides off second base to the third base side. 2-2. Just missed in. Now what we've seen from Shervin, he is a very patient hitter. Does like to work the count. Does strike out a little bit, but does work the count. Sits low off that back left leg in a strong stance. Front leg open. 3-2 pitch. Newton takes down low. He works another count. That's back-to-back walks for Brooklyn hitters. And Correa now has first and third, one out. And Brooklyn leads 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Now, Cyclones have already showed that they've had opportunities squandered, but they've come up with some big hits today. Man, this is a good spot to pounce. Mena at the plate. Schwartz, Correa deals, and Mena cuts and misses at the breaker for a strike. Now, all of a sudden tonight, Jose Mena has been snake-bitten by the slider. He cannot pick it out, cannot lay off. Newton leads off first. Spinner to throw over there, and he's back in, right hand reaching to the far side of the bag. See if Mena can come up with a big swing, try to redeem himself. The 0-1, Mena swings, drives it right field, DeMarco back, full sprint to the wall, reaches up, it's off the fence. Jordan scores. Newton gets to third. He stops there. Mena to second base with an RBI double. Assassino hits one to right field. Now he gives the Cyclones a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the fifth. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise with the new TD Double Up credit card. Now Mena just gets back to fundamentals. He struck out a couple times, throwing them sliders away, away, away. So what do? You think, try to go up the middle or to right field, and boy, did he go to right field. Popped it right over DeMarco's head. So now JT Schwartz, second and third, one out. Cyclones can get a lot more. Correa fires. Schwartz takes down low. JT, a line out and a fly out. He gets the ball up into the air to the outfield. He could drive in a run. Newton off third. Mena at second. Pitch. Down and out. Correa trying to nibble at the knees and has missed twice. Mena, by the way, his second double and his ninth RBI. Home run, ground out, walk, walk, double. And now Schwartz. Here's the 2-0. There's a strike. Correa spins it over the outer edge. By the way, the two runs four hits over four. Four and a third. Five strikeouts and a walk. The 2-1. Down low, snap throw to third base. Newton climbing back into third, and he's picked off. Nelson put the tag on him. He's thrown out by Carlos Narvaez behind home plate. And here comes Luis Rivera to argue. Now it looked like Newton, who was getting off third base, dove back to third and had to kind of swim the rest of the way. He dove back short. And diving back, Nelson just plopped the tag on him. So Narvaez, who's behind the dish, throws him out. And Rivera has a short, quick conversation with Paul Romer, who made the call. It looked like the right call. Of course, Luis is going to try to just say his piece if he saw something. He had a better look at it from 5 feet away than Romer did from maybe 65 feet away. But the call made. So 3-1 on Schwartz with a runner now only at second and two down. Pitch in the dirt. Schwartz takes the walk down to first base. So Newton, by the way, again, not really a base stealer. And anybody who's even at third base that is a base stealer wouldn't take such a big lead. And Narvaez is going to make sure the rest of the series, Cyclones do not take that big of a lead. First and second, two outs. Here's Matt O'Neill. A triple and a strikeout tonight for the righty out of Jersey. Correa fires away. O'Neill takes up and in, ball one. Clones up 3-1, trying to kick off the series with a W. Runners have their leads, the 1-0 downstairs. McElwain, by the way, on deck. At 2-0, Correa leans in for the sign, working with Narvaez behind the plate, who sets up away. Pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. O'Neill didn't like that call. So now it's 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. That's low. Ball three. Main is at second. On a base hit to the outfield. Probably not going to score. Mena does run like a catcher. Schwartz is at first base. Good count for O'Neill, 3-1. Correa lips and deals. The pitch ripped to left center field. That is a base hit. Mena around third. He scores. Schwartz into third base and O'Neill to second with a double. The Clones pound another two base hit to the alley. They have lived in the alley tonight and take a 4-1 lead. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. What an inning. Cyclones have desperately needed this kind of pop. They have not had it all year, especially in spurts like this where they are just taking over innings. Mena scores from second base. They said he wouldn't score on a single, but a gap shot, a double, that's an easy one. Schwartz was coming around third base. Rivera had the stop sign up as Schwartz was coming around the bag, and then he got past third and had to put on the brakes. So a meeting on the mound. That is Spencer Medick, and we've joked about this before, that Cyclones, I mentioned they had struck out about 80-plus times. I think it's 83 times in six games in Hudson Valley. And when we got back to Brooklyn and started the next series, Bowling Green was in the building, and early in that series, the Bowling Green pitching coach went out, and I thought to myself, you know, for six straight days, I didn't see Spencer Medick. And so now we get to say Spencer Medick's name out loud in a game where he visits his pitcher. It's 4-1, second and third. Here's Brandon McElwain. Correa fires, and BMAC takes the breaking ball down low. McElwain, the eighth hitter of the inning. Ground out and a fly out to left. Correa set, chin to the chest. Pitch. McElwain swings through 79 to even the count. So Palmer led it off with a homer. Jordan and Newton back-to-back walks. Mena drove in Jordan with a double to right field. And O'Neill doubled in Jose Mena. There comes the 1-1. McElwain takes inside. Twisted the torso, but kept his bat back. JT Shaw appeals and asks Paul Romer for help. He also concurs and says, ball two. Nelson getting knocked around by the Cyclones. Correa deals. And McElwain swings and misses over 80 down and away. Big inning for Brooklyn. Three have crossed to break the 1-1 tie. Off and a puff by Correa. The 2-2. McElwain hits a sharp ground ball to third. Gobbled up by Nelson. He flings to first in time for the out. But a fruitful trip to the plate in the fifth for the Cyclones. Palmer gets it started. O'Neill puts a ball on it. Brooklyn scores three times to take a 4-1 lead. We go to the sixth next. Brooklyn ahead of Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable activity and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hola Brooklyn, me llamo José Perosa, estás escuchando el radio de los Brooklyn Cyclones.
So we go to the top of the sixth inning. Cyclones now have a 4-1 lead. And we have a peculiar situation that has come upon us. If you had heard me say that Carlos Narvaez was behind home plate, he was the DH to begin. Austin Wells was back behind the dish, and then he came out. They moved Narvaez from the DH spot to the catching spot. And so they lose the DH, and the pitcher hits in Wells' position, and Nelvin Correa is going to take an at-bat. This rarely, if ever, happens at high A. Morris deals to Correa, who takes a strike. Now, let's see if they let Correa swing the bat. I don't think so. But Nelvin is the reliever. I'm sure everybody for the Renegades up in the top step of the dugout. 0-1. Strike two spotted on the outside corner. So they want to keep Correa in the game. That's why they're not pinch hitting with anybody else. But they only have two active catchers. The 0-2. Correa takes inside. Ball one. Surely see the end of the dugout for Hudson Valley. A lot of guys with big gleaming smiles. This is a 1-2. And it's strike three called. High outside part of the plate. Correa smiles at home plate umpire JT Shaw and pivots and heads back to third base. Well, I know what you're thinking. Let him swing. I'm with you. They just don't want him to get hurt. It happens. Unfortunately, it happens. So 4-1, Brooklyn, one out. Now here's Cooper Bowman. Switch hitter batting right. Pitch. Missed outside for ball one. Of course, not a switch hitter batting right. I got my lines crossed. He's batting from the right side. He is singled and flown out to right. Morris deals and hits the glove on the outside edge. One ball, one strike. Colby's second inning of relief behind Nolan Clenny, who is terrific over four. The 1-1. That's in there for strike two. Morris sets, steals the 1-2 pitch, and it's chopped foul outside of third. There comes the 1-2, and that's ripped down the left field line. Tyson Blazer watches it go foul right past him. That was a very calm and relaxed way of watching a scorching foul ball zip past your body. With his hands crossed and his left hand holding up his chin. It's very relaxed out there. I would hit the deck. There comes the 1-2 again. And it's fouled back towards us up here and over our heads. So it's time for your Coney Cabo's trivia question, which we always do in the sixth inning, try to get you involved at home. The 1-2 strikes. We'll ask you a question in the top of the inning, and we'll see if you get it right. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth, and we ask you to jump on Twitter, use the hashtag ConeyConvos, and if you get it right, we'll give you a shout-out. 2-2, that's ripped to left field. Another base hit by Bowman on a sharp scorcher. He's thinking about two, but Jordan fires it back in quickly. One out single against Colby Morris, who's trying to throw a shutdown inning after his team has built this 4-1 lead. So on this date, 1939, the first ever baseball game was televised. Two college teams, two Ivy League teams. Can you name the two Ivy League teams that were the first ever to be televised? Here's James Nelson. First pitch, he swings and nubs it foul at the first baseline out of play. I'll give you one hint. Matt O'Neill, who went to Penn, is not part of the school that was involved in this game. But two other Ivy League schools. I'd say it's in the Northeast, but that doesn't really help, does it? Well, no balls and a strike on Nelson. Been on twice. Pitch. James steers at a strike, popping the glove at 89 on the outer edge. 4-1 Brooklyn. We're in the visiting half of the sixth. Bowman at first base, 16 of 17 in steals. There he goes for second. Pitch taken outside. O'Neill cocks the arm back, throws to second. It's right on the money. Reyes dropped the glove right into Bowman's ribs for the tag out. Good gun by Matt O'Neill. And Bowman out for just the second time in 18 stolen base attempts. That has got to feel good for Matt O'Neill. And Morris steals the 1-2 and just misses outside. He almost put a kibosh on the whole sixth. Three of the four infielders all took two steps to the first base dugout. Morris fires short. Newton waits on the second hop, fields and fires quickly to end the inning. Morris faces the minimum in a quiet six. No runs, one hit, but Matt O'Neill makes sure that Colby faces the minimum. 4-1 Brooklyn ahead of Hudson Valley. We go to the bottom of the sixth next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
A Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Brooklyn has a nice, comfortable 4-1 lead against the Hudson Valley Renegades. Great starting pitching by Nolan Clenny. Spot start for scoreless. Brooklyn supported him with a one spot in the bottom of the third inning to take a 1-0 lead. Colby Morris gave up a solo shot to Eric Wagaman, top five, but the Cyclones pounced. They sent eight men to the plate in the fifth and scored three times. So a 4-1 lead. And here's Wilmer Reyes. It's Reyes, Palmer, and Saunders. Pitch. Wilmer takes a strike, 0-1. A little closer to nightfall. The sky overhead is a deep blue. There comes the 0-1. Wilmer hits a little nubber. Swinging bunt right back to the mound. Nelvin fields off the first base side and throws to first for the 1-3 put out. So time to the answer to your Coney Cabo's trivia question. No correct answers on social tonight. First ever televised game in 1939 pitted two Ivy League teams. Who were they? First answer is Columbia and Princeton. There's Palmer from the right side. Pitch. Jalen takes inside for ball one. Well, the reason I bring it up is because NBC put the game on and they loved it so much that they did the first big league game right after that. Next toss is inside. It's 2-0. And where did they do it? They did it at a little place known as Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. Now comes the 2-0. Palmer cuts and misses at the chains for a strike. So a funny thing about that 1939 game, thinking it doesn't seem too long ago technologically, but the TV was only broadcast to 400 sets. The game was only broadcast to that many people. 2-1. Caught on a miss. Two balls and two strikes. There's 400 people at TV sets to watch that game. Pretty nuts. 2-2 coming. And strike three called. So back-to-back outs collected by Correa. He came on in that hectic fifth and did what he could to stop the bleeding. He was really struggling, but he's come back now in the bottom of the sixth and throwing the ball well. Here's Saunders. It's a 4-1 Cyclones lead. Warren has flown out and grounded out. Here's a kick in the pitch, righty to righty. Saunders takes inside for ball one. Infield is back, the 1-0. Saunders takes outside, ball two. Correa working out of the windup with the bases empty, deals the 2-0, and Saunders chops it foul behind home plate. So that first NBC game was in May of 1939. Later on in August, the Dodgers, I mentioned, they ended up playing the Cincinnati Reds. First televised big league game. 2-1 pitch, chopped foul outside of third. And Correa has a two-ball, two-strike count. So sitting in the borough where it almost all began. And now coming to you live on MILB.TV. 2-2. Saunders takes up high, ball three. Correa's jersey blowing in the night wind, turns his body, deals the payoff pitch, and Saunders takes ball four, slider in the dirt. So Warren's been on in 9 of his past 10 games. Mentioned he had that 8-game on-base streak. He had 3 hits in the first game on Sunday and then ended up pinch-hitting late the second game and going 0-for, which is a shame because that counts. It breaks the streak. Today he starts a new streak. Here's Rowdy, fourth time at the plate. Pitch. Jordan chops it foul. 4-1 Cyclones. We're in the home half of the sixth. Rowdy at the plate's been a problem. He's been up and on 3 times, and he's scored 2 of Brooklyn's 4 runs. Saunders off first base. Quick throw over. He's back in. Matt Den Decker, who's a name you may remember. He was a a Mets experience. He is now the outfield and base running coordinator. Was doing a lot of work last week with the Cyclones in base running. So they may get more aggressive pretty soon. Spinner to throw over, and Saunders back in again. Some of those drills are so fun to sit and watch. You have guys taking leads, trying to read pitchers, get a good jump. And it's good to see everybody get thrown out every once in a while and have a good laugh about it. The 0-1. Jordan takes outside. One ball, one strike. Saunders is dancing and hopping and bouncing around over there at first base. Correa holds, Saunders bouncing, and the pitch is dealt. The umpire called something, but Jordan rips it foul. It's a ball called against Correa, and Saunders goes to second base. So it's just a straight balk. JT Shaw jumped out from behind home as the pitch is being dealt, and before he could say balk, Jordan hit the pitch a mile foul to the right. Got a good piece of it, too. Couldn't straighten it out. So technically that pitch did not happen. It's 1-1 still on Jordan. Two outs, runner at second base, Brooklyn by three, bottom of the sixth. Correa fires. Jordan takes high, so two balls and a strike. Saunders takes a walking lead down into the base path. The 2-1 hits the outside corner. Jordan cocks his head to the side. Didn't like it. Two balls and two strikes. Correa holds, looks at second, looks home and deals. And Jordan takes low. Boy, Jordan is just doing, don't want any piece or part of. He has had a three-ball something count all four times tonight. They are trying to be precise with Rowdy Jordan. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a chopper to the right side. Bowman down from second base. Flips underhand to Wagaman at first for the out. And Jordan retired for the first time tonight. Cyclones threaten but do not score. And we go off to the seventh inning. Brooklyn 4, Hudson Valley 1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste of...
Grayson Santos comes on in relief. He is the third Brooklyn pitcher of the night. It's a Baikal Cadillac call to the bullpen for the second time tonight for the Cyclones. Top of the seventh, Santos and the Cyclones lead Hudson Valley 4-1. First pitch to Carlos Narvaez. He swings and grounds one through the left side between short and third. for a base hit. So Narvaez leads off the inning with a single. That's the sixth hit of the night for Hudson Valley. They have just one run. They've been neutralized by these Cyclones pitchers. The only run was a solo home run hit by Eric Wagaman, and it was hit a country mile to the Thunderbolt out in left field. Here's Sanchez. Aldenese gets plunked. Right on the left cheek. He's rubbing it out. That didn't feel good. So he gets hit by a pitch, and now Santos, who's just come on, finds himself in some trouble. The tying run is now at the plate, and speaking of that country mile home run, here is Eric Wagaman. Hudson Valley is hoping it's right on cue. Brooklyn leads 4-1, nobody out. Pitch. Wagaman swings, hits it right back to the mound, knocked down by Rayson. His only play is to first, and he makes it accurately. It's a 1-3 put out. Runners move up to second and third base. So Wagaman went after that first pitch. Santos almost turned two, but did a nice job at the mound to knock it down and get at least one. So now Pat DeMarco, a single in two trips. Base hit here could cut the game to 4-3. Pitch. Way inside, off O'Neill's glove. Here comes Narvaez from third. There's no throw. Narvaez scores standing up, crossing home plate. And the wild one makes it 4-2. I don't know if O'Neill and Santos got crossed up. I think that Santos just really missed inside. So let's see how they score. I'm going to put that down as a wild one. But just paperwork at this point. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to DeMarco. He swings and fouls back 93. So we saw Colby Morris, who hadn't pitched in a long time, just twice in the last couple weeks. He gave up a run over two. Now Santos in there. The 1-1. Breaking ball a little bit high. Two balls and a strike. Santos pitched on May 5th, then didn't pitch for 10 days and threw on Sunday a scoreless frame. So he hasn't pitched a lot either. 2-1. Way inside. O'Neill has to shoot his glove to the left this time. Three balls and a strike. And some of these struggles, Santos, not that he's going to be perfect out there, but you'd love a little bit more of a rhythmic pattern to your outings. So you don't have to deal with this. 3-1. Foul back. As we mentioned at the top of the show, the Cyclones since May 6th, it's about the last 10 days, have been postponed 7 times. A lot of sitting around. Payoff pitch. Poked foul in the air, right side towards the seats. And ricochets off a couple of seats, right back to a fan. Maybe four rows down from the concourse, so makes a great one-handed leaning over grab. We've had some athletes in the crowd today. Another 3-2. Up high and it hit him. DeMarco got it off the hand. He's okay. Trots down to first base. But Santos has not been able to throw consistent strikes. And O'Neill puts his arm around his reliever and walks him back to the top of the bump. Sager to the top step. The entire Cyclones infield comes to the mound. Brooklyn, by the way, gets somebody up behind Rayson. As Luis Rivera has said, he wants to develop guys between 1 and 5 o'clock and win games at 7. So even though these guys have to get in, if they get in and they struggle, maybe in the old days you keep them in because they have to get their innings. But the Mets have said, we want to win games at the minor league level. So they have somebody up out in the right field bullpen down the line getting ready. And Sager, who took his time getting out there, is out there with two hands in his bottom hoodie pocket talking to Santos. It is, by the way, ruled a wild pitch against Rayson that brought in the run. While we have the time, we'll take a look at some scores. Mentioned Bowling Green beat Greensboro earlier today 6-2 to get to 21-12. Jersey Shore and Wilmington beating up on each other. Top of the seventh, the Blue Rocks, the Nationals affiliate from Wilmington, Delaware, has a 12-7 lead against the Philly Farm Club. Aberdeen has doubled up. Rome, the Ironbirds, have a 4-2 lead against the Braves affiliate. Winston-Salem 4, Asheville 1, top of the 7th. Greenville 6, Hickory 3, top of the 7th. Meeting on the mound is over. DeMarco's at first, Sanchez at third. Both guys got hit by Rayson Santos. Now here is Trey Sweeney. Now you have to deal with the top of the order. There's one out. Sweeney's a left-handed hitter. Pitch. Down and in, ball one. Sweeney 0 for the night. A couple of flyouts and a ground out. Pitch. Outside and low. Ball two. And right now, Santos just cannot find it. Brooklyn's bullpen, by the way, we told you in April, they were the best in baseball, including the big leagues. And may they have tripped up. 2-0. Swing up. As Palmer glides over, Sanchez lines it up. Jalen makes the catch. Sanchez breaks for home from third and scores standing up. Sack fly for Trey Sweeney. He cuts it to 4-3 as Sanchez scores from third. So with two outs, Pat DeMarco at first base. Spring up Everson Pereira. Now, what do the Cyclones do here? You know why? The pitcher's spot is up next. And it looks like they have Tyler Hardman in the on-deck circle in infielders. So the Renegades will go to the pen. At least they show that. Pereira digs in. Pitch. He swings and fists one in the air. Shallow right. Reyes goes out from second and backpedaling makes the catch to end the inning. Renegades, though, score two times on one hit. They get hit twice and strand one. The lead for Brooklyn is 4-3. Middle of seven, get up and stretch. Cyclones still in front by one on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network. Just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
Thick?
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Tyson Blazer and his Hudson Valley Renegades go to the bullpen as we enter the bottom of the seventh. Brooklyn's lead is now trimmed to 4-3. And a former Stevens Tech Duck comes in. It's the big man Charlie Ruger. His first pitch to Shervin Newton is a little bit low for ball one. Out of the Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken. One of the most gorgeous cities in the area. Here's a kick in the 1-0. Newton takes at the letters for a strike. At least the best views of New York City. Some would say Brooklyn's got him, and I'm with you. But take a walk over to Frank Sinatra Park in Hoboken. You got another view. Here comes the 1-1 from Ruger. Pitch misses down and out. It's two balls and a strike. So for Hudson Valley tonight on the mound, it was Abeda for 4 1/3. He gave up 3 of the 4 runs. The other one was charged to Correa. Here's the 2-1. Newton hits a bouncing ball to the right side. Bowman fields with the backhand. Good throw to first in time. And wait a second. JT Shaw just pointed to home plate, and I think that we have a catcher's interference. So Newton ran really slowly out of the box. I was hoping that he wasn't hurt, and he's not. It was just a catcher's interference. So Newton is safe. Cyclones catch a break. So here's Jose Mena, who doubled in a run his last time. Brooklyn has seen its lead trim to 4-3. Pitch. Mena takes the slider down low. Ball one. We were tied at one into the bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn scored 3 times. Hudson Valley is one between the Mets and the Yankees affiliates. The 1-0 outside. 2 balls and a strike. Mena, Schwartz, and O'Neill. Good spot against Charlie Ruger, who set belt high. The 24-year-old spins and throws to first, and Newton flops back in. By the way, Ruger mentioned he went to Stevens. He was actually drafted, which is super rare for a school like Stevens. Of course, good baseball program, but you're not going to see guys getting drafted there multiple times or maybe even once a year. He was a 33rd rounder back in 18. 2-0. Mena lays off the slider. He's learned his lesson tonight. It's 3 balls and no strikes. And Arvaez walks the ball out to Charlie Ruger. Charlie was with this team all of last year, and he actually threw 33 times in a 120-game season, which is pretty good. It's a lot of outings. So the Cyclones a bunch and had a pretty good year, an all right year. Then this year, the Yankees put him up at Double-A with Somerset in the Eastern League, and he just didn't have it. 3 outings, got really knocked around. So they brought him down here. And he's pitched with Hudson Valley 4 times already. Here comes the 3-0. Mena, green lighter, and he belts one into the left center field gap. Base hit. Newton around second base. He heads for third. The throw goes into second base. Mena with another 2-hit game. Cyclones are set up, runners at the corners, and nobody out. Jose Mena's batting in the 3 spot, and that might cause you to take a double take, but you just got to watch Jose Mena this year. He's having a career season. This is a guy who's been a lifelong backup, just looking to get at bats. And Mena is making do this year. He is putting the bat on the ball. 6th time he's had 2 or more hits. That is so rare for Mena. Pitch. Ruger misses outside. Ball one. So now you still have nobody out. Bottom of the 7th. Brooklyn is up by 1 and looking to add some more. Heading to the 8th and 9th. The 1-0. Schwartz, it's a tapper on the ground to short. Sweeney collects, steps on 2nd, throws to 1st for the out. But Newton scores standing up from 3rd base. No RBI for Schwartz, but Cyclones plate one and take a 5-3 lead. Now he'll take it. Cyclones will definitely take it. It is never, ever, ever easy to beat the Renegades. You got to go into the last few innings with everything you have. So they make it a 2-run lead. Here's O'Neill. Ruger fires away and misses down low with the slider for ball one. Base is empty, infield back. The 1-0. O'Neill taps one soft into the left side, collected it short by Sweeney. He throws to first in time to retire O'Neill, who is now down for just the 2nd time in 4 trips. Brooklyn does score 1 time. They get some help from the catcher's interference and score. We go to the 8th. It's 5-3 Brooklyn in Coney Island on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon.
Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network. Just about anywhere in the known universe.
That's not good. Top half of the eighth inning, Cyclones have added a run to walk into the final two frames ahead 5-3. So the Mets affiliate ahead of the Yankees affiliate. Brooklyn needs 6 outs to wrangle up the Renegades in game one. Keith Rad with you under a night sky in Coney Island on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. Really a gorgeous night. It's a night where I could wear a t-shirt in the wind and not have to worry about the April days where I was holding Nick DeLuca up here for warmth. Nick will be back with us on Thursday for the rest of the series. So Parsons walks in, and right now Parsons is the guy that you need in this situation. And I'm not talking about where Charlie Ruger is getting an at-bat. But that is what has happened to Hudson Valley tonight. They've had to lose the DH spot. So Ruger now bats. This is the second time tonight we've seen a pitcher get an at-bat. And Parsons just fires a 94-mile-an-hour fastball in there for a strike. Wells came out of the game, which you hope is not serious. And both catchers were in the lineup. So some trouble for Blazer. The 0-1. Ruger takes strike two. So we saw Nelvin Correa get an at-bat there in the sixth and didn't swing the bat, and I doubt Ruger will swing here. Well, who knows? He does wave the bat. Here's the 0-2. One. We love pitchers. Excuse me. We love when hitters pitch, but we never get to see pitchers hit in the minor league level, at least. Harrison steals the 1-2, and Ruger, guess what, takes strike three. It's basically a free out that the Renegades have to give up unless they want to burn a pitcher. So it's an interesting strategy, especially since we've seen Ruger out there for just one inning and gave up a run. And now one out. Parsons can finally go to work. Base is empty. Brooklyn leads by two. Here's Cooper Bowman. Pitch. Parsons keeps at it with strike one. Hunter is having the year of his life right now. He has not allowed an earned run in 2022. He spins the 0-1. Pitch is hit on the ground on the right side. Wilmer over, collects between his feet, and fires to first for the out. And by the way, Cooper Bowman didn't even run all the way down the first baseline. Running a little bit gingerly. And even Tyson Blazer, the manager, comes over from the third base coaching box to maybe get a word and see if Bowman's all right. He's walking off a little bit gingerly. Something maybe didn't feel right. So we've seen Wells go out. I don't know about Bowman, but that didn't look great. And here's James Nelson. Two outs, base is empty. Parsons fires away. Just misses low for ball one at the knees. Parsons threw twice last week, a total of 3 1/3 against Wilmington. 1-0, caught on and fouled back to even the count of the ball and a strike. Right now, Hunter Parsons has the best FIP in the entire bullpen. 1.43. And again, it's not allowed an earned run. So that's at zero. Here comes the 1-1. This one hit on the ground to the right side, collected by Schwartz behind first. He runs to the bag and beats James Nelson. Weak contact and a strikeout, and we're done with 7.5 innings of play. Brooklyn leads Hudson Valley 5-3 in Coney Island on MILB.TV.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
It's a really nice night, 69 degrees. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn 5, Hudson Valley 3. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. It looks like Hudson Valley's had to go to the bench again. Cooper Bowman, who we saw walk off gingerly, comes out at second base. And in his stead, it's Christian Perez. So Perez in at second base, and unfortunately the Renegades, who are a little bit short-handed coming into the series, are dropping like flies. You hope it's not anything serious, and they come out of the game tonight. Brandon McElwain leads off against Charlie Ruger. The first pitch hits the glove. It was not caught by Narvaez, but hits the glove for a strike. Cyclones have not trailed in this game. They led 1-0, and they're up 5-3. Ruger deals the 0-1. McElwain takes inside, 1-1. Five runs, 7 hits. BMAC, unfortunately, not part of it. He's 0-3, and he was pretty hot coming into this series. Pitch. This one slammed in the air to left field. Sanchez in on the run, makes the catch. Coming in and over. And McElwain might have broke his bat, got jammed on that, but he's a strong enough kid to hit it out there for a flyout. Let's bring up Wilmer Reyes. One out, base is empty. Bottom of the eighth, Brooklyn by 2 in game 1 of 6 against the Yankees affiliate. Reyes 0-3. Ruger, the mustached man, deals. And Wilmer swings and pops it up. First base side, foul territory. Wagaman trailing over to the wall, reaches out and makes the catch. Wagaman goes into foul territory, crosses into the warning track. He makes the snag. It's not quite treacherous here. It's actually a little more treacherous at Dutchess Stadium, where Wagaman is used to fielding some of those foul balls. They don't have a ton of room at that stadium. So here he's got a lot more room to breathe. Here's Jalen Palmer, who is homered tonight. Two outs. Ruger huffing a puff, fires, and misses outside. Ball one. By the way, I mentioned Ruger was a very rare draft pick from Stevens. They've only had one other one, a guy named David Garcia. Didn't make the big leagues back in the 70s. Now, Ruger actually signed for $75,000. That's impressive. 1-0. In there for a strike. Means the Yankees saw something, big something. Palmer awaits. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Dips outside for ball two. A home run and two strikeouts. That's the line tonight for JP. Ruger working exclusively from the stretch, deals the 2-1. Misses a little bit high, ball three. So the Cyclones in this game have a lead. They are three outs away from a victory in the top of the ninth. Here comes the 3-1. Palmer swings over the slider. Tomorrow's game is at noon, so we will be here playing in about 15 hours. Cyclones maybe win this one, maybe win tomorrow, win two games in 24 hours without playing a doubleheader. That's not bad. Wishful thinking. 3-2, swing and a miss. And Ruger strikes out Palmer, works a 1-2-3 eighth. So the lead is two. See if Hunter Parsons and the Brooklyn Cyclones can hold 5-3 Clones over the Gades on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo codes on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Top of the ninth inning, Brooklyn is three outs away from a dub. Cyclones up 5-3 against the New York Yankees affiliate from Wappingers Falls, the Hudson Valley Renegades, down here for the week for the first time in 2022. So in the inning, it'll be Carlos Narvaez, Aldany Sanchez, and Eric Wagaman. We've already seen Narvaez this season go deep against Brooklyn, and we've seen Wagaman this evening go deep against the Cyclones as well. However, Brooklyn has a secret weapon, Hunter Parsons, who has been excellent. He worked a 1-2-3 in the eighth, and his first pitch to Carlos Narvaez, the righty, is just outside ball one. Narvaez a single and a run scored his last time, part of the two-run rally against Rayson Santos, the guy right before Hunter. Here comes the 1-0. Just missed off the plate again at 93. Two balls, no strikes. Parsons comes from the University of Maryland this year, having a phenomenal season. Twist in the 2-0. Narvaez swings through 93 for a strike. Hunter keeps posting on Instagram all these results from Maryland baseball games, all the scores, and they are eye-popping. The 2-1, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Maryland this year, and even if you don't follow college baseball, Maryland is 41-10 this year and ranked 10th in the country. The 2-2, it's in the dirt, three balls, two strikes. They just played a series against Michigan. They won 8-7, that was nice. And then 20-6 and 15-10, they have outscored opponents, talk about run differential, by 196 runs. That's craziness. Pitch and just misses outside. Lead off walk. That's how all rallies begin. We'll see if Parsons can nip it in the bud. And by the way, just for your interest, Aberdeen has played 31 games, not as many as Maryland, and they're plus 60. So that just shows you how nuts Maryland baseball has been. Here's Aldany Sanchez. First pitch, he inside out swings and fouls it to the right for a strike. Brooklyn 5, Hudson Valley 3. We're in the top of the ninth. Cyclones are two outs away The Renegades have the tying run at the plate. Parson bends in for the sign. Narvaez not really a threat to go. Pitch. Up high. And while this bullpen for Brooklyn has struggled into May, one guy that Luis Rivera can lean on has been Hunter Parsons, but he has yet to pick up a save. Here comes the 1-1. That just missed outside. Close pitches, maybe missing by an inch or two. So Hunter falls behind, 2-1. Narvaez, who walked, that's just the second walk Parsons has allowed this year in 12 innings and 8 appearances. Here comes a 2-1. Sanchez chases the high heat. Strike two. The wind whipping across the field and a little bit out to right. So from the left field pole out to right center field. Schwartz holding the runner on. Here comes the 2-2. And it's outside. Parsons missed by a couple inches. Sanchez in a 3-2 count with a runner on. Hunter lifts the leg, fires away, and the pitch caught on and missed. He struck him out. 92, right down the middle. My best against your best, and Parsons wins the battle for the first out. Cyclones by two, one out, ninth inning. And here's Wagamin. And Wagamin, Cyclones, and everybody's really known about his power. You see it in spurts, and tonight we saw it firsthand. He hit a tank over the left center field scoreboard back in the fifth. Pitch. Strike at the knees at 88. Parsons gets ahead. Hunter pitched just one time in that series back at the Dutch earlier this year. So small sample size. The 0-1. Strike two. Hits the outside corner. Faced five hitters, got four outs. It's more of the same for Parsons. And asked to pick up a save tonight. Working with Matt O'Neill behind home plate. And Parsons steps off. Wagamin outside the home run, a couple of bounce outs. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Brings Wagamin down to a knee, the sword. Parsons with his second strikeout in a row, and the Renegades down to their final out. So now it's Pat DeMarco, who went to school not too far from here at Poly Prep. Final guy in the way for the Cyclones to try to get two outs, runner at first base, ninth inning. Pitch. DeMarco shoots it down the right field line, foul. That went into the Brooklyn bullpen. By the way, the bullpens at this stadium are in a pretty tough area to just even watch the game. A lot of the relievers talk about, we don't even know what's going on half the time because we can't see, let alone they're getting foul balls coming soaring at them in the bullpen of the ninth inning. So they're waking up out there. Parsons in the first base side of the rubber. Deals home. The pitch hit on the ground to second. Wilmer gobbles it up. Looks to first. Throws that way in time. Ball game over. A Brooklyn winner. Cyclones take down the Renegades 5-3 and open up the series against the Yankees affiliate with a W. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits. A walk and one man left. We'll be back to wrap up the victory next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brook and Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Back at Coney Island, the happy totals tonight. Brooklyn a winner against the Hudson Valley Renegades. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network and MILB.TV. We'll give you the totals, a look at the scoreboard, and we'll get you set for tomorrow's noon game before we get you out of here on your Tuesday night. So the totals, the Cyclones score 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Brooklyn in this ball game left 6 men on base. Hudson Valley, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. And the Gates also left 6 men on base. Colby Morris gets the win. Blaine Abeda takes the loss. And the save is first of the year to Hunter Parsons. It was a swift one, a pitch clock at the time of the game tonight. 2 hours and 19 minutes. So I'll go back and recap this game that began at 7:02. Blaine Abeda against Nolan Clenny making a spot start. Nick Zwock just not feeling good today. Turned over the keys to Clenny, and Clenny did great. 4 scoreless to start the game. Brooklyn did get to Abeda a little bit here and there. Runner at second base in the first, runner at third base in the second, and finally got to crack the scoreboard in the bottom of the third inning. With one out, Rowdy Jordan led off with a single to center field, went to second base on a balk, and Shervin Newton dipped the barrel down low and ripped a double to right field to give the Cyclones a 1-0 lead. And they would pretty much keep that lead. Nolan Clenny, 4 scoreless. Hudson Valley, though, against the bullpen, scored a run. Colby Morris came on in the fifth inning and gave up a home run to Eric Wagman, who totally slammed it between the two light stanchions in left center field to tie the game. In the bottom of the fifth, however, for Brooklyn, Blaine Abeda went out there to start. Jalen Palmer responded immediately with a solo home run to right field into the backyard, going out the back door to give Brooklyn the 2-1 lead. A couple of batters later, Abeda had walked one too many. He got knocked out. Nelvin Correa came on, but could not stop the bleeding. All told, Brooklyn scored 3 runs in the bottom of the fifth. A couple of big bashes from Jose Mena, RBI double, and Matt O'Neill, an RBI double. Hudson Valley, though, clambered back with 2 in the top of the seventh inning. They went into that inning down 4-1. Grayson Santos, who had spent a couple of days on the shelf, gave up a single the next 3 batters. It turned out to be big trouble. He gave up a run on a wild pitch and Trey Sweeney's sacrifice fly to make it 4-3, but those Brooklyn Cyclones rallied again. They scored to add insurance in the bottom of the seventh inning. Shervin Newton reached on a catcher's interference, moved over to third base on Jose Mena's second hit of the night, and then came around to score on JT Schwartz's, not an RBI, but a double play bouncing ball to the right side. Brooklyn made it 5-3. And Hunter Parsons took care of the 8th and 9th innings, facing 1 over at the minimum. So Cyclones win 5-3. Parsons gets his first save. Brooklyn with the win goes to 14-17. Hands Hudson Valley a loss. The Renegades fall to 15-18. We'll take a look at some scores from around the league tonight. Bowling Green over Greensboro 6-2. Everybody else seems to be still playing, those poor boys out there. Aberdeen continues to crush this lead. They have a 4-2 lead top of the ninth inning against Rome. Greenville 9, Hickory 4 in the bottom of the eighth in Greenville. Winston-Salem 9, Asheville 1, top of the ninth inning. And Wilmington and Jersey Shore, bottom of the eighth. It's 12-7. They've had a lot of action in that first game of the series. So 12-7 Wilmington over Jersey Shore. In the Mets affiliate circuit tonight, everybody finished. We'll start from the top. Triple-A Syracuse lost to Buffalo 9-3, was out hit 12-6. We did see the 6th home run for Nick Plummer, guy in the 40-man roster for the Mets. So 6th homer for him, but Syracuse falls to 13-23. Double A Binghamton lost to Akron earlier this morning 5-2. Ronnie Mauricio's 5th home run of the year. And St. Lucie did what we did. They beat the Yankees affiliate. They did it at low A in the Florida State League 4-3. Mike Vassell, who we're hoping, we're crossing our fingers and hoping to see him. He went 7 shutty with 11 strikeouts and no walks. That is phenomenal. That is the kind of start where they say, all right, you can go now, and we'll send you to Brooklyn. Who knows? We'll have to see what the Mets want to do. Speaking of those Mets, they beat St. Louis 3-1 in the first game of a doubleheader, and they're playing a tight one right now with the Cardinals in the second game. 3-2 lead, top of the eighth inning. Last thing we'll do is get you ready for tomorrow morning's coffee and bagels and baseball at 12 o'clock. It's Oscar Rojas against Will Warren. We'll have the pregame show for you at 11:40. That's breakfast, and then lunch at 12 is baseball. So we'll see you tomorrow at BrookenCyclones.com and MILB.TV. And that wraps it up tonight from Coney Island at Maimonides Park. Your final again, Brooklyn 5, Hudson Valley 3. My name is Keith Radd, and as always, we'll see you at the next one.